Good morning, everybody. I was asked to talk about the most important peculiarity of Italy that, as our president reminded us yesterday, is evasion, and not about the license fee in median convergence era. The reason is that in Italy, at least for the moment, personal computers and other similar devices suitable to receive TV programs cannot be used really as a television. That's because most of these devices need the broadband, and in Italy only 60% of the households have it. Besides, broadband in Italy is only 20 megabytes, that is not enough to broadcast at the same moment to most of Italians live events like Formula One or football matches that in Italy are more important than the election of the Pope. Italian experts think that at the moment, but probably for the next 10 years, personal computers will not be a competitor of traditional television set. They also think, as Dr. Ilgner Fens said yesterday, that in the future traditional TV will evolve in a hybrid TV that, on a legal point of view, is always a television, and so obliges to pay the license fee also with the working rules. So let's talk about evasion in Italy. First of all, some general information about the license fee in Italy. According to Italian law, the license fee must be paid on the basis of the keeping of a device suitable or adaptable for the reception of the broadcast. The Constitutional Court has classified the license fee as a specifically targeted tax, as it has the purpose of financing the public radio and television broadcasting service. Due to the fact that it is a tax, the license fee is paid by subscribers to the financial administration of the state and not directly to RAI. But about the 92% of the revenue from the license fee is given by the state to RAI in four tranches during the year, because it is the compensation for the public television service carried out by RAI. In particular, Italian television law of 2005 says that the license fee constitutes the sole form of public financing for RAI, and that it must be used exclusively for producing public service programs in accordance with that approved by the European regulation. The income from license fee represents more than 53% of total revenue of RAI, so it is very important for RAI to collect the license fee from everybody that are obliged to pay it. For this reason, RAI assists the financial administration in all the activities of management and collection of the license fee on the basis of a specific agreement. The agreement provides that RAI makes available personnel, vehicles, premises, and structures for all the activities which are inherent in collecting the license fee, both from late payers and from evaders. And evaders represents our biggest problem. We have a lot of evaders, even if Italian license fee is very cheap, only 109.5 euro per year. Besides, the yearly increase should be at least equal to the inflation, but normally it is lower, and sometimes we haven't any increase, as in 2005 and 2006. But in spite of this fact, the evasion of the license fee in Italy is the highest in Europe. We have about 6 million of dodgers on 24 million of households, more than 26%. If you consider that the European average percentage of evasion is less than 10%, you can understand how it's difficult, but also important, to fight against evasion in Italy. But the question is, with which instruments? The activities against evasion require, in the first place, the acquisition of the names of potential possessors of television sets, which at the moment are taken only from register of residents of the municipalities. But in Italy we have more than 8,000 municipalities, and it can seem unbelievable the recent law that obliges them to give us their data. So we can obtain the registers only by a continuous action of pressure. In the past, we had also the archives from electricity and telephone companies, but now it is forbidden by privacy law. Another unbelievable story is the story about the names of the buyers of television set. Until 1994, the Italian law required TV dealers to communicate to RAI the names of their buyers. But this law was abrogated in 1994. In addition, the Privacy Act was passed in 1997, forbidding the communication of personal data without the consent of the subject involved. Given this scenario, RAI reached a new agreement with TV dealers. TV dealers wishing to cooperate were only to communicate to RAI the names of buyers who authorized the communication. Despite this precaution, in December of 2000, the Authority for the Guarantee of Privacy forbade RAI from continuing to collect names from TV dealers, holding that similar collection activities violated the Privacy Act. RAI appealed the ruling of the Guarantee Authority, and now we are waiting for the decision of the Court of Rome that will arrive, we hope, in next month after 10 years from the decision of Privacy Authority. At the moment, therefore, RAI cannot continue collecting names from TV dealers. Against the dodges identified by the above-mentioned method, RAI performs informational and promotional activities through letters, home visits by field inspectors, and telephone calls. Somebody could think that these activities are not very effective, seeing the high percentage of evasion. Actually, you have to consider that when, in 1996 and 1997, we stopped these activities because of the new privacy law, the new subscriptions were less than 100,000, when normally we have 400,000 new subscriptions per year. The failure to pay the license fee can result at any time in an inspection notice by a military corp of the state called something like a finance control authority. When the inspection notice has been served, the user must regularize their position and pay the relative license fee by the expired date set out the report, and are furthermore subject to a fine of between 100 and 500 euros. But actually, we have the possibility to have only 2,000 inspections per year. That is a ridiculous quantity if you consider that we have almost 6 million of dodgers. But which are the reasons why the dodgers don't pay the license fee? From a survey to have a portrait of the evaders in Italy, it emerges, first of all, that there are two basic opinions. Public television service is useful or not, and RAI is a good public service or not. According to this survey, TV license fee evaders can be split into three categories that we called the radical objector, the betrayed lovers, and the incoherent supporters. The radical objectors consider that public radio and television broadcasting service is not useful and that the license fee is unfair. RAI should be privatized and exclusively financed by advertising. They represent approximately 15% of evaders, most from the north of center of Italy, and with a medium or medium-high status. The betrayed lovers consider that the public service is useful, but the RAI does not perform it properly. Therefore, RAI should be privatized and the license fee not paid. They represent approximately 30% of evaders, and their portrait is similar to the radical objector. The incoherent supporters are the most sympathetic, in a certain sense, because they consider that the public service is useful and the RAI perform it properly. Therefore, the license fee is fair and should be paid. However, they do not pay it simply with the intention of saving money. Obviously, they represent approximately 40% of evaders, most from South Italy, and with a medium low or low status. The remaining 15% have unclear opinions, except for the opinion to avoid to pay, that is very, very clear. It is obvious that it is necessary to do something in order to reduce evasion of license fee in Italy, and it is necessary, especially in this moment of dramatic reduction for RAI, of the revenues coming from advertising, minus 16% last year. Surely, we can try with new messages to the radical objector and to the betrayed lovers, but we need, overall, new rules to oblige everybody, and especially incoherent supporters, to pay the license fee. And perhaps, in the darkness, now we can see a little light. RAI is now renewing the general agreement with the state for the television public service for the period 2010-2012. In the draft of new agreement, there is a rule that creates, for the first time, a work group formed by a delegation of RAI and a delegation of Ministry of Communications in order to individuate new legal rules to fight against the evasion of the license fee. As soon as the agreement will be definitely approved, we will propose. The electric presumption on the model of Czech Republic, new legal rules in order to be free to use all the archives without being obliged to respect the privacy law, the obligation for the dealers of TV set to communicate us the names of the buyers, the obligation for pay TV like Sky to give us the names of their subscribers like in Norway, or a rule that says that the contract with pay TV are not valid if the customer has not paid the license fee, the obligation for everybody to declare in their yearly income declaration to the Treasury if their own or not a TV set and the number of their TV license. At last, we will ask to have the possibility to send official questionnaires to the citizens in order to know if they have a television set to which they are supposed to answer under a fine. For the moment, we will not propose an independent fee for household as in Germany, Switzerland and Finland, because for reasons that now I haven't time enough to explain, in Italy it could be in a few years produce the end of public television service. We hope for RAI, but also for the public television service in Italy, that something will happen within this year. I don't know if my presentation has been interesting for your brain or if its content is in the borderline between nothing and almost something, but I am sure it's a little joke with Norway colleagues, but I am sure that it has been useful for your spirit in the sense that now you all can think, okay, in my country, things go better than in Italy. Thank you very much.